Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now we go from bucking broncos to clucking chooks. Well, actually to our guest this week. A Hawke's Bay farmer who's helping rear chicks and collect chooks for families impacted by Cyclone Gabrielle. She spoke with Country Life's new producer, Janina Schwanaker.
My name's Sally Newell and I'm a farmer and vet and I live in Partacre, Hawke's Bay with my husband and three boys, and we are bull beef farmers commercially, and we've got about 500 hectares here of sort of rolling hill country, but I also run an educational farming social media page called Kiwi Country Kids.
Do you mind if I ask, Sally, how were you and your family impacted by Cyclone Gabrielle last year?
So our whole district was pretty heavily impacted by the cyclone. Up here we're in hill country, so it was mainly slips that affected us rather than flooding. So we lost our only bridge to town for around 7 weeks. So everything was sort of helicoptered and planed in. And we had no power for about 3 weeks. But yeah, in terms of damage, it was all sort of slip affected. So it was all, we lost our traps. We lost access down roads. We lost fences. We lost water lines. That type of thing up here.
So I suppose you learn the value of self-sufficiency in those moments.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was definitely, we've taken quite a few lessons away from it in terms of just being a bit better prepared for next time, and I'm sure there will be a next time. But we were quite lucky. I think people on farms generally are pretty well set up for a little bit of self-sufficiency anyway. So you certainly have to be prepared for more than the 72 hours that they say, because we didn't sort of have any contact up here in terms of sort of helicopters coming in for at least that length of time. So we really had to just rely on our own resources.
Where did the idea for Cyclone Chicks come from?
I just thought it was something that I could do that was practical, something that I knew I could help with. I guess with my vet's background, I can help people sort of with taking on chickens and the knowledge behind it as well if they're new to owning chickens. But I just thought it would be a nice practical way of just bringing a little bit of light into people's lives, because I know personally I've got a lot of friends that have lost everything in the floods. And I know it's been an incredibly tough year for them. And for a lot of them, it's not getting any easier. For a lot of them, they're still basically at the same point now that they were 12 months ago. So, I mean, chickens are obviously very far down the line in terms of list of priorities. But it's just people that have taken on the chickens from us have said how lovely it is and how they didn't realise they missed their chickens so much until they got new birds. So I think especially for families with young kids, it's just a really nice thing that you can do to introduce that sort of new life into their household, I suppose.
And you ran a similar veggie drive last year, I believe.
Yeah, we had a community sharing day up here in Partacre, and we sort of got hold of lots of donated veggie seedlings. But yeah, that was a sort of local Partacre event.
And so how many chicks do you have at home at the moment?
So it's become a bit of a community endeavour, which is really nice. So I sort of started off with this idea that I could rear all these chicks, and then I suddenly realised there was a lot more demand than what I could meet on my own. So I've been sort of farming fertile eggs out to friends and neighbours, and they've been rearing them under their own hens. So then these chicks have been coming back to us once they're ready to leave mum. So they're not all ones that I've personally reared, but they sort of come to me, and then I have a list of families that they go out to. And so far we've rehomed around about 160 birds, I think, are up to now. And I've got about another 30 chicks here at home that are, some of them are ready to go, so they're going this weekend. And we've also been picking up, I've been buying end-of-lay hens from a commercial farm in Hawke's Bay and then rehoming, gifting those to families as well. Some of the families really like the chicks because they're nice young birds and the kids can sort of tame them up and they're pets as well as producing eggs for them. But people are just really enjoying having some chooks back in their lives.
It sounds like it's a really lovely community initiative that seems to be paying off.
Yeah, I think so. And that's the nice part of it that's grown out of it, is I didn't realise how much other people would want to get involved. So I've had people sort of messaging me, you know, yesterday someone gave me half a bag of chicken crumb that they didn't need anymore and I went and picked that up. And, you know, there's little bits and pieces coming in left, right and centre. Some of our biggest supporters have been people that are affected by the flood, which is ridiculous. And I'd love to get more supporters outside of those people that have been affected. But, you know, they're really appreciative that people are still thinking about them. So I think there is a little bit of a risk. We're like a year on now and some people are feeling a little bit forgotten about. So I think it's that's a big thing to me, just to let people know that even in a very small way that I can offer and that the community can offer, you know, in these small ways, we are still thinking of those people. We do realise that people have been through a lot and are still going through a lot.
I heard a story about an Orpington hen that had survived the floods and was now helping hatch some of these chicks.
Yeah, that was an amazing story. So that actually, that Orpington came from a family who were flooded. And she had to move down to Central Hawke's Bay to a lifestyle block down there where she's living now. And she actually, the same lifestyle block that she came from and survived, we actually took on two house cows from there as well. So we've got these two lovely Jersey house cows who survived the floods in neck-deep water. And so the two Jersey house cows have come to live with us. And the Orpington's living with another lovely lady on her lifestyle block, and she took some of our fertile eggs and has hatched them under that Orpington. So that surviving Orpington is now hatching chicks to gift to other people affected by the cyclone. So it's a really nice little circle.
And is there anything else that you feel the community could do to help assist with this project, Cyclone Chicks?
Well, we've been really fortunate in that we've been given a little bit of funding through a couple of charitable groups, which is brilliant. And Sharps Stock Feed have obviously been really good with helping to sponsor some feed as well. So that'll get us through the next couple of months. But there are a lot of families that aren't back in their accommodation. They're not back in their homes, or they haven't found rented accommodation where they can have animals. So at the moment, I've got about 10 families on my list like that. That'll be sort of heading into next spring that they'll be wanting to get birds. So I'm hoping to keep this project alive. And so sort of just ongoing funding, practical things like, you know, if there's anyone in Hawke's Bay, we've got donated feed in at Napier, you know, you could buy a bag of shavings for us and leave it at Napier Farmland, sort of thing for me to pick up. Just things like that, just to keep the project ticking along.
With the project, would you say it's a case of chicken or egg first?
Well, we have to get the... No, that stumped me, actually. We have to get the egg first to hatch the chick, but then we have to have the chicken to produce the egg. So, no, they're both of them equally.
That was Sally Newell of Pātoka, who hatched the idea of Cyclone Chicks. And she was speaking to a new member of the Country Life team, Janina Schwanaker. You can learn more about the Cyclone Chicks project on the Country Life webpage.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.